All right, welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 86. I'm your host, Lawrence of America, and with me today is...
Joshua.
G squared.
G cubed.
Jules. Oh, I didn't know. And we're going to come back around.
And Bill Clark.
Yeah. All right. So, I imagine you've had a field day keeping up on the motorcycle circuit with everything that happened down in Waco. I've heard all kinds of buzz.
Oh, yeah. The Banditos whole hoopla. I barely caught like about 5 minutes of it on the news.
Basically, essentially a gang fight happened.
Yeah. All right. Look, for anyone who thinks here's the thing. Any MC motorcycle club that exists that wears a one percenter patch is pretty much a gang. I mean, I'll stipulate to that. You know, so anyone who thinks, you know, the members of that, you know...
Right. Here's the thing. People are confusing. All these gangs, they call themselves motorcycle clubs, but there are legitimate clubs.
Yes, there are. Yeah. I know quite a few of them.
Yeah. There are plenty of... Like, in a lot of people that got arrested in the first wave, because apparently this place holds a biker day every week or whatever.
Yeah, biker.
But, like, Bikers for Christ was there. They ended up getting arrested in this.
I mean, there's motorcycle clubs of military
veterans.
The local veterans.
Harley owners group got arrested. Yeah. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But they have arrested if there was a grandma motorcycle club?
You know what, man? This is like saying funny. If Adacon... Comic book resource, and Bleeding Cool got into a fight, and Outright Geekery and Four Letter Nerd got arrested.
Yeah,
it's not like we have any beef with these two.
But here's the funny part.
Wrong time.
Now, like, if you are a diehard motorcycle clubber, all right, the stipulations with it is that women are not allowed to have their own clubs, like, because of the rockers and whatever, but it's just that it's this old school mentality.
But it's not held true lately.
But there is an old school motorcycle club of a law abiding group of grandmothers who were like the first original female motorcycle club. Cool. I think they're called the Milkmaids, and they still like wear pearls. They're very dressy, but they still ride motorcycles.
Do they make the ride on the big seat?
No, I don't know.
The Milk Mothers, I think they were in it.
It wound up being a big to do because the Banditos were involved, and the Banditos are a one percenter motorcycle
they've been running meth through the Southwest since the 60s. But
a biker gang and drugs?
Yeah, right? I'm shocked. Yeah. I mean, that's why they call us biker meth. Oh, man.
No, man. I thought it was just, you know, like really good looking guys like Marlon Brando complaining about problems, drinking beer in some town, yelling at an old white guy.
Right.
They're not all like the wild ones.
And they leave some woman behind that they're really in love with.
Yes, because that made sense, Brando. That made sense.
The thing that got me is people like, oh, yeah, well. You know, they're trying to compare it to Ferguson. Hey, this whole incident lasted 30 minutes. You know, that's why the National Guard didn't have time to come into something like this. This was a shootout between a small group of people in a large crowd. This was not something that paid protesters came to. And even like arresting everybody on the scene was like 200 people.
Yeah,
not like 1,000 people.
And the people who own the bar, who know a lot of these clubs and the higher ups of these clubs, they don't want to get involved.
The police were implying that the owner of the franchise was encouraging the biker clubs to meet there. They were getting some sort of kickback or something.
Yeah.
And they've had their franchise rights revoked.
Yeah. And in all fairness, Sons of Anarchy DVD sales could not be better.
Probably.
They could not. The same thing when the first plane went missing, lost sales went up.
That's true.
I'm telling you, also, Sons of Anarchy sales are through the roof, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody wants to know about Biker Gangs.
Yeah. Twin Peaks
Keith Sutter's. Is
the name of the restaurant. This is essentially a Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that extremely strange television show.
Oh, it's just going to add me. I was hanging out in
there.
That's
supposed to be coming back.
Yes. Like it's on and David Lynch is back on board. Yeah. Yes, and David Lynch is back on board.
At one point, he was canceled.
Yes.
And then they brought it back
recently. David Lynch was like, hey, I created this series, and no one has said 10 words to me about this. Oh, the whole cast is coming back? And no one said, hey, David, do you want to do this? And so he was like, I own the rights, knuckleheads. No, we're not doing this.
And they had already put a trailer and everything out.
Yes, everything. And he was like, bad. Guess what? I never sold the rights to anybody. Yep. I kept the rights to myself, so no. And then they're like, oh, no, David Ayer. And apparently someone was like, hey, man, a lot of money. Though.
Yeah, there's how much
He's
money.
Like, okay, we're good. No, we're good. I'm on board. I love it.
Let's face it. You know, what has he done?
He did Eraserhead, Mohammed Drive.
Oh, yeah, Mohammed Drive.
Okay, but his biggest movie was Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Elephant Man.
Dune was awesome.
Everyone remembers Elephant Man.
All right.
Dune still holds up.
So, yeah.
Dune's all right. Dune's all right, guys.
I mean,
Dune's great. But, like, Blue Velvet and Elephant Man.
You know, the producers don't make as much money as, you know, a lot of people, so... He really, you know, why wouldn't he do it? It's just a power play.
Yeah, and I'll
even if you were rolling in money, you'd still do it to have just a little bit more.
Mm. At the same time, I'm sure he's not because, guys,
thank you.
What has David Lynch done recently? But,
exactly.
The Cleveland Show and Louis, where he paid Louis to make him laugh. Great episode, by the way. If you haven't seen the one where Louis has to make David Lynch laugh, also, I've never seen David Lynch laugh, so that's got to be, like, the scariest joke that they kept pushing, because David Lynch is the most surly human being I think I've ever, like, seen in person. He just looks like every day is a terrible day. He looks like a Twin Peaks episode.
He looks like Grumpy Cat.
I actually know a lot of people who are like that. Like, every day they look like, could this day get any worse? And then it does.
Yeah, David Lynch looks like he lives in an Alan Moore comic book. Like, everything is just the worst.
Okay.
Everything, nothing gets better. Everyone is going to die. So out of nowhere, you're just like, man, this could not be bleaker.
Well,
that's what he looks like.
I actually have
David
some
Lynch
good,
looks bleak.
I have some good motorcycle news, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. my birthday was Friday, so... Yes. My family all know that I'm rebuilding my dad's old dirt bike and trying to customize it and get it back out on the road and make it look good and make it run.
Right. And they know how much you love Kathy Griffin, too, right?
Did they get you a custom painted
Kathy
Griffin?
No. What they did was they apparently
all chipped in money.
Yeah. And gave it to my mother so she could just write a check, you know, from her personal bank account. And so Friday afternoon, she comes by and hands me a check, and it's a check for $1,500.
Nice.
So I can get...
Damn!
So
Mom, I hope you're listening to this.
Yes.
My birthday comes up in September. I would love
$1,500. Well, no, it's like my entire family. They all want to see this bike get done.
Oh, the rest of my family ain't got no damn money.
So... So yeah, so I was so now that I have all this money, I'm gonna be able to, you know, get it finished and get it built and whatnot. And so birthday was Saturday. I mean, birthday was Friday. Saturday rolled around, and Saturday night I wound up making an order from my parts supplier for about $280 worth of parts.
I'm going to Atlantic City.
Okay, so you're spending $280 of it on parts. What about the rest of it? We're doing the rest of it.
Well, no, that's just parts for the engine.
Oh, okay. Because you said you were just spending $280, Mike.
I was like,
okay.
So Atlantic City, though, right?
Like, that's you still got over $500 left.
Yeah.
Please tell me you're spending it all on comics, because there ain't that many.
No, I'm spending a little bit on comics, but not
and the rest.
Yeah, but not
on a great outright geekery trip to Atlantic
City. That'd be
great. No. I'm saying Bill can come too. And Bill can come too. Atlantic City?
No, when I get done, with this thing, it's going to be completely modernized, completely updated. The engine's going to be race spec'd, and it's probably going to weigh maybe 300 pounds total.
What kind of bike is it?
It's a dirt bike originally, but I'm going to chop it down into a little cafe racer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
It's still not what I would do with 15.
But because I'm painting it flat black in the chassis and international red everywhere else, and it's going to have big fat white wall tires on it, I'm thinking about putting the Red Lantern emblem on the tank.
That would be pretty cool. That would be cool.
I still think I would maybe even get like a Stormtrooper outfit and a sexy Princess Leia outfit for Leia. She would now. I would end up wearing the Princess Leia outfit. Well, she would be the Stormtrooper.
Well, I'm just saying.
And you know,
for real,
I do not have a problem with that.
Yeah, you know, I've got the curves for it. I think I would look great in a slave.
Soft, delicate features.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, you know.
Right. I mean, I don't know how I feel about Leia with a beard.
Okay, you don't have to shave, but you have to trim it up. It's got to be neat.
Yeah. Okay,
a princess is going to be neat.
You got to get edged. You got to get edged up.
Oh, absolutely! Are you kidding me? I can't rock a Princess Leia outfit need to get, not edged up.
You need to get some like hair extensions in the back.
No, yeah. Run your beard too.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'd rock it. I'd rock it all the way. No. That's what I'm wearing to Star Wars.
There is.
That's loud. That's going to be a real thing.
Now,
I will wear that outfit.
Now there is one.
I did not believe you.
Now you want to go as the Emperor.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that, you said you would wear it if somebody would buy it.
Yeah, somebody buys
if
it, I will wear it.
Out there buys you the
Gomer said he has one.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Doesn't Gomer say he already has one?
Don't mess with me on that one, man.
I think he already has a Slave Leia costume.
I don't know if he had Slave Leia.
Now, here's the question.
I thought he had the white Leia.
Here's the question I have.
I think he has the white Leia with the buns.
If you plan on dressing up as Leia, are you planning on waxing your chest or what?
No, man.
No, dude.
Those long days on Tatooine, man. I'm too scared to use the lightsaber. I might lose a bit and cauterize it.
You'll probably lose a nipple.
Exactly. No, I stay at the chest.
I don't know why anybody waxes. That just seems like torturing yourself. As painful as it is to pull like medical tape off.
And I'm thinking, I'm looking at it. Dude, I hate shaving. I couldn't even wax.
You can tell. I hate shaving. Yeah. I hate it.
So who's that on your hat?
It is the Albuquerque Isotopes, but their symbol is the Isotopes from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
They got their logo from The Simpsons, and I'm a
huge Simpsons fan.
Because they're playing the National Sounds this year.
Are they?
I mean, I think they are, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I don't really follow the sounds.
Speaking of Simpsons, you see the opening at the Universal Studios in Hollywood?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, they have a new Simpsons.
World.
Like yeah, you can go into Moe's Tavern.
Oh, wait, bit of Simpsons
now is the
news.
Beer going to be
voice
shitty?
The of Ned Flanders is leaving the show.
Yeah, he did the voice of Ned, Dr. Hibbert, Otto.
Principal Skinner.
Yeah. He did Burns, Smithers.
God, he was like half the show.
Yeah.
All fairness, Simpsons, it's only like six people.
It's like six people and five characters.
It's like that guy and Hank Azaria does everybody else. Just about.
Yep,
pretty much.
And then Nancy Cartwright does Bart, and that's about it.
No, she does quite a few.
The only one that only voices one person is
a woman does Lisa.
Yeah, and that's the only thing she does is Lisa's voice, and that's her real life voice. It's like when you listen to commentary and she's talking, it's Lisa talking to you. It's her real life voice.
Also, interesting news, they have this ongoing theory that people have been leaking out years ago. I think it's season 5 or 6. Homer meets God and goes into a coma.
I've not heard of
that. Oh, yeah.
So there's this theory that he's never come out of this coma, which is why, up until then, everyone has birthdays and gets older. But after that episode on, everyone stays the exact same age. No one ever has a birthday again.
Man, some of those internet theories.
It's a conspiracy.
Some of them just mess with your mind so bad.
If you watch anything Matt Groening's done, like Futurama, you would know this would be something he would commit to if he came up with the idea.
Oh, yeah.
But this at a point when he was still writing for the show.
Yeah.
All right. Also, they wrote the series finale already.
Yeah.
They've already filmed it. Yeah. They already aired it. The series finale originally was Holidays of Future Past.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jesus. That, I mean, they wrote that, and that was going to be it, but everybody decided to take less money or whatever.
Keep it going.
And I wish they would have canceled another and kept Futurama seasons. Around a bit longer.
So. Don't even talk to me about which one's better.
I love Futurama.
Futurama is way better.
I love Futurama so much.
I think early day Simpsons are better.
Yeah. I think
better than anything.
But
that's the problem is with the Simpsons, it just kept going. Yep. It's just like Supernatural's great for the first five seasons, and then you just stop right there.
I'm like, oh, could have stopped. We started watching season 10.
Why?
And we stopped.
Yeah.
We're like, this is so bad, we cannot watch this anymore.
Bob's Burgers has the same feel as early day Simpsons.
Yeah, it does.
So I don't know if you guys have watched that, but it is nonstop.
I watch it on Hilarious. Watch it on Adult Swim.
It is really funny.
It's one of the funniest cartoons out right now. It's great.
It's Mike Judge remembering what he wanted to do in the first place. Because he got so lost in writing King of the Hill that I feel like he stopped writing it to be funny and continued to write it as if these people were real. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he stopped being ironic with writing King of the Hill and started just writing a story. Yeah. And then Bob's Burgers like, oh, right, I was supposed to write a funny cartoon, and I totally forgot to do that.
And you have John H. Benjamin.
Yeah.
Anything he does is hilarious.
Gold.
Great.
Speaking of shows, we must talk. The Flash.
Last night. Did you watch The Flash?
Epic. Nah. It was
epic.
Oh
my god, it was the best episode they've done.
My problem is, since Daredevil, I can't touch anything that is on network television that is considered a comic book show.
Oh, watch, I'm
I
telling
haven't watched
you,
any.
Watch Flash. The Flash is really good.
But binge it.
You have to binge watch it. It is a really good show.
Okay.
Especially the fact that at some point they bring in Grodd.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they don't do it and they don't do it bad.
Yeah, it's actually just a really good
way.
They
bring in a bad guy. They haven't overdone it.
Okay.
Because I mean, some series overdo the villains, and this one they don't, which is nice.
But I'm with Bill though. I am curious to see how Supergirl makes up for that really bad first trailer.
Well, if you think about it,
I like that they killed
first
it immediately.
Wasn't good.
No, it was not good.
It
at
was
all.
Not good. And that's now no, considered
but
one of the best.
The Supergirl trailer
is the best.
I am really looking. I'm looking forward to the Supergirl series.
Yeah, all I can say, it can't be any worse than some of the Superman movies. So
yeah.
But the one thing I like, have you seen Supergirl up to the Black Widow SNL skit?
Yeah,
it's spot on.
It's exactly. It's almost exactly the same trailer.
Same trailer.
Have you watched the Supergirl trailer?
Yeah,
Supergirl. Yeah, I love Supergirl. That's why I hated that
Black Widow movie
trailer. Because I was so excited for it, and then I saw that.
The thing I liked about Supergirl is I was worried that since it's the television, they're trying not to connect it to the movies. They just weren't going to bring up Superman. I'm at least glad that they're bringing him in some.
They're not bringing him in, just mentioning
him. It's overshadowing
her. Because if they had tried to not mention him, it would have been horrible.
It would have made no sense. Well, I have this exact same symbol and color scheme as another superhero that I've never met or heard of. We have no relation. It's like, I have no idea.
See,
I
still think
I'm in NSYNC, and I've never heard of Backstreet
Boys.
DC should take a page from Marvel and at least attach one or two of their shows to the movies so they can have legitimacy to it.
You see, that's DC's problem. That's actually, I think it's too much. The Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is too attached to the movies.
Yeah, but it sets up for the movie, so you don't have to do a, this is what happened before now. You already know.
I understand. But the one thing that is killing me with all the Marvel movies is how interconnected they are.
Really?
But that's good. I like that.
Well, I'd rather them be connected than be like, you're in the same universe, but you don't really do anything together.
I can't go see one movie without having to see everything else.
Yeah, you can. You can. Well, you may not understand.
Captain America 3 is just apparently turned into Avengers 2.5. Have you seen the cast of that movie? It's not just Captain
everybody.
America.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody's going to be in
that. You can't make
movie.
That. Well, what if Cap was doing this in the Avengers? Why didn't they come? They're going to be there. Yeah. They're going to be there. You are not going to make that argument in this movie.
Are they going to get Spider-Man in there in time? They're talking about casting the guy that played Ender in Ender's Game.
My big complaint is I walked through a room with Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going on, and they revealed the end of Avengers, which I have yet to have a chance to go see.
That's on you.
They revealed.
Yeah, that's on you.
They ruined the Avengers movie.
They told me how it ends.
They win. That's how they always end.
No, but they told me
that's why it's
how they
DC.
Win.
They don't always win.
Well, I mean, but you know.
But anyway, so here's the thing. To stay current, you have to go out to the theater and see it within the first 2 weeks or they're going to ruin it. So, which makes me not want to watch Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because sometimes I can't go see it.
But it's a great tie-in show, a TV show for the movies.
I think they should do a when the movie tie-in comes in, that should be the end of their season.
Yeah,
and they do the next season
that
starting on something.
And
right.
I
I'll agree
with
that.
They did that with Cap too, and they usually have a warning.
They
before
did. Cap 2 did take place in between seasons.
Yeah. They should have done
but
that.
The
with
thing
with
is, their they don't like. They're going to have a movie that comes out in the middle of every season. Yeah. Look, and one comes
or
out.
Or is that
Paul
should,
Rudd is already cast in the Cap movie? That's
or,
all
they, or they should have at the very
is in the Cap movie. I'm okay.
Or they should have at the very least waited roughly 2 weeks, maybe three at the most, for the next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to come out after the movie came out. Because then that would have given enough time for everyone to go see it.
No, but I agree with you. That's 2 weeks. If you got something, you can't go see the movie. I do think they should end the season with that.
Well, yeah.
And start next season starting up for another
movie. I'm just saying at the very least. You know.
But, I mean, like, say the end of the first half of the season of the movie.
They very much punish you for not having seen everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they reward everyone who saw the movie who watches the show because the people who watch that show specifically go to those movies when they come out.
Yeah.
Are you right?
That show was so hard to get past the first few episodes.
That's like every Joss Whedon show. Don't even get
every show. Every show's like that.
Yeah. Final thoughts. Good night, Elaine. Mad Max was awesome. Ha ha! Constantine got canceled for like the sixth time. Don't save it. It's not worth it. Just start over.
All right.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, okay,
everyone be nice to Bill.
Like, Constantine is different.
He's not always here.
It does. It really does.
Make sure you come. If he's not here next week, I blame all of you guys.
It really should have been on a different network. They should have put it on CW where you could do more.
It was a time slot.
It was right. A suicide slot. Thing. They put it together with Grimm is what they tried to do. Problem is, this past year, Grimm's viewership has went down. Mm-hmm. And by the things they did in this season, I can understand why. We even stopped watching it, and we were watch it all the time. I just couldn't watch it. So that kind of killed Constantine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my thought was, it's definitely one of those shows that has everything it needs to be a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like right out of the gate, I thought it would have done better on DVD than it ever would have done on.
It would have done good on Netflix.
Yeah, if it was a Netflix show.
Netflix, if they could have marathoned it.
But here's the. But like I said, like I've said about it before that I had the problem with, they didn't explain enough.
Yeah, they just expected you
it
to
was,
know.
It was. They expected you to have already known everything about the character from the get-go.
And plus, there wasn't like a whole lot of blood and gore like you would almost kind of expect with a show like Constantine, honestly.
Which, it being on NBC, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, right. I know. So, that, hence why it'd be better on Netflix.
Be cable. Yeah.
Yeah, hence why it'd be better for Netflix.
What about Preacher coming to AMC?
You know, it's...
And Seth Rogen's doing it. Like, he's the main producer.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, it seems like out of his wheelhouse...
Oh, yeah.
But
he has his hits and misses, though.
Yeah.
It's a weird show to be.
He's a lot like Jack Black.
Well, I mean,
when he hits, it's really good.
It's one of those things. It's an old enough property that while there is a fan base, and there's not a current massive fan base. You know,
but I don't think you need that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. And that a lot, it's an old enough property that enough people have forgotten about it that they won't get a lot of, well, this is not how it is in the comic book or something. Yeah. You know, so that may be actually good.
Just give me an origin. Just tell me how this happened. Don't give me a story arc and be like, oh, well, you should know by now.
It's a complete arc, too. It's a finished story.
So they have a beginning, middle, and end already. You know, they have a plan for how long the show can go on. You know, so I'm not saying they wouldn't extend it and add stuff. That wouldn't be the first time. But having a distinct beginning, middle, and end in one of these, the highly story-based shows, is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Or it just tends to ramble, like seasons 3, 4, and 5 of Lost. You know.
Did anyone watch iZombie last night?
No, like I said, we didn't get home till late.
Well, it was a pretty good episode.
We just made sure we watched Flash.
So. Now, have you read any of the comics?
No, not yet.
I'm curious. I haven't read any of the comics.
I'm going to.
I love the creator. I loved Veronica Mars. I've watched all those. I've read the two books that are out now, but I haven't got into iZombie. Is it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's kind of like a different take on the zombie genre. And it's done really well, like, with the psychologies of victims and the intermingling storylines, you know, of people's lives and whatnot. I think it's actually a really good show. I like it. And I like where the story is going. And next week is, you know, shaping up to be, you know, pretty out there.
I'll say we haven't watched it. Because Tuesdays for us are, we watch The Flash.
It's directly on after Flash.
And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we watch part of it.
CW, they're really good about the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
By midnight, they're on demand.
Really?
By midnight.
I mean, how many episodes are there so far?
10.
Usually they do the rolling five or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying that one could BitTorrent these shows, but I'm sure one could.
Yeah. Now I haven't read any of the trades yet, but I am planning on it. So, you know, I'll see like how congruent they are between the show and the book.
Yeah, if at all. Veronica Mars started out as a bad joke. On Felicity.
Really?
Yeah. It says, man, the show would be so much easier to write for if she was just like a secret agent at night or something like.
Did you watch the movie?
And that's where the whole premise, the joke. Also, the guy who played Turk was a medical student on Felicity. You know, Turk on the Scrubs. Yeah. I thought that was pretty hilarious. Well,
and they still play Veronica Mars like on marathons on Pivot TV on Comcast Channel 89.
Cool,
so.
I'll check that out.
If you watch a couple of those channels up there past 80? Cartoon Network, will actually show older shows.
I mean, hell, they still show Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
They still show Firefly.
Yeah.
They'll have like a day where they'll do like a full day of Firefly.
Yeah.
I can't watch it, but it's there.
Why not?
I just can't watch it. I've tried over and over. I can't watch it.
It really, you know, people say that the thing, it says like a Joss Whedon show, but that really is so far unlike all his other shows, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even consider myself a Buffy fan, but the only reason I got into Buffy is because of how bad it was the first two seasons. You know, I mean, it was like watching a cheesy horror movie.
Yeah, my girlfriend absolutely loves the show, and she binge watches it all the time, and I can't get into it, because I think I come in at the first couple seasons when it's just terrible.
Well, this thing, you gotta laugh at it, those first two seasons. Literally, like, when it was originally on the air, we'd sit and laugh at it, you know, and watch it like a bad horror movie.
Because it's so cheesy and
because of that, you know, once you've sat there and laughed at the first two, three seasons, then you actually care about the characters.
See, I never got into Buffy, but I didn't watch a lot of TV back then. I was in the marching band. I was at church every... Well, my dad said I was in church every time the doors were open. And I had a girlfriend, and then I had friends that wanted to do this. I was never home to watch TV. So I've caught up on a lot of that. Netflix. Yeah.
Well, in regards to comic books, other than, you know, you guys having a stack in front of you, I read Skull Kickers Volume 1 last night. I love the artwork. It is awesome. It's so crisp and clean and bright, and plus it is like just pure D&D, honestly, you know, just as a comic book.
Rat Queen
is
the same one.
But they do have, but like one of the two main characters does have a gun, and I'm glad that finally there is D&D with guns.
There's been something going on Facebook.
I hate to break it to you.
Real life D&D.
All right, go ahead. Shit on my parade.
Okay. But there's been rules for guns in D&D since second edition.
Well,
at least that I'm aware of.
Well, I haven't seen any of
it. But there's a thing going online about real life D&D. They put the stuff up in like a warehouse, and then like you play the game as the character. I just saw it as a thing.
Do you have to roll the dice to find out if you hit something?
No, there's like different stuff you do, little games you do.
There is a couple different forms. Some is more role playing. It's live action role playing. And some actually is just kind of D&D battles. And you know, you get foam swords.
This wasn't. This was not like that. This was, there were little game things you had to do. There was a dragon that popped up. You did your rolls and all stuff, you know.
Okay. So what are you reading?
I'm not reading any DC this because of Convergence. I haven't read a single Convergence.
You want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
It's the new Crisis.
Okay.
It's the new Infinite Crisis. And the story is actually okay. It's not bad. But if you go with just straight, just the Convergence, straight up, and don't get the tie-ins, you miss every single fight that goes on.
And that see, they promised. That's one of the reasons it's kind of like I don't want to.
So they all that stuff they said.
So much more
it's
money.
All these that are going to fight each other. You got to buy all the little tie-ins, get all that.
Mm-hmm.
Convergence in itself, is a good story, but you've read it before. All the different Infinite Crisis. It's even said in number 6. They even make reference to the other crisis.
Okay.
So,
I like to call it DC's Secret War and Secret Wars Marvel's Convergence.
Secret Wars?
I'm loving Secret Wars. So
Secret
far.
Wars 1 and 2 was really
great.
Good.
Yeah.
I just got the Battle World for today. I want to know how it's going to be with the tie-ins too. Do you have to buy all the tie-ins to get everything? So far, you know. Doesn't look like you have to.
Well,
but you miss
I'm
out.
I'm thinking there's going to be like 3 or 4 main titles, like the Battle World, and then Secret Wars Journal, and then Secret Wars 2099. I think those, and then of course the Secret Wars main title.
Yeah.
I think those will be the core of the story. But I think you'll probably get a satisfactory conclusion just reading Secret Wars.
And you can do that with Convergence, but they could have done it with just a storyline and no add-ons. They really could have done it with no add-ons for it. But with Battle World, basically it's the same concept. I've reading them so far, they're basically the same concept. Just with one being more of this is one universe doing this and everybody else is out there, whereas with Secret Wars it's been, you know, showing you the different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Convergence doesn't. It shows you one universe and what they're doing. That's it.
I see you got Spawn there in front of you, and I can't help but notice the new 252.
Yeah, that is.
Hilarious.
I have a friend that really likes Spawn, and I saw that, and I thought that was hilarious, so I got that for him.
Instead of the new 52, they got the new 252.
because it's
issue 252.
Oh, okay.
Then I got Spider-Verse. I've got a Spider-Man biased. I got to get anything with Spider-Man on it. I got the second Kaiju Max. I haven't read the first one yet. But I went ahead and got the second one just in case the first one's good. I don't want to have to run back out here and grab it. Deadpool's Secret Wars. I had to get that just because that sounds hilarious and I love Deadpool.
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
really
actually been
for.
Really good. I thought it was going to be really bad. The storyline's actually been pretty good in it.
Just like Darth Vader that came out last week, I think that might be my favorite of the Star Wars books. I'd go Darth Vader, Star Wars, and then Princess Leia. I'm not exactly the target audience.
They're supposed
for Leia.
To next month. They're supposed to be coming out with Orlando.
Yes, that Charles Soule is writing, so I'm really excited for that. Because if he writes something, I'll buy it.
I hope they come out with a figure variant.
Yeah,
like
pretty much all your major characters are going to end up getting at least a mini series.
Yeah.
You know, so
I hope they do one for C-3PO and R2-D2.
A droid show came out. They should make a droids comic.
I'd love an IG-88 one. I think that'd be fun cool. to see some of
that'd be cool.
his stories.
See, that'd probably be a while down the road.
Yeah.
I bet we're going to, I mean, I'm sure we'd see a C-3PO one long before yeah. IG-88.
And then Witch's number
what
six.
A bad guy what about Bosk? He'd be cool.
That would be a great one. I would love a Bosk story.
Which, in that character, the IG-88 in the Star Wars Attack Wing or X-Wing Miniatures game, is actually one of the most popular pieces right now because he can clone himself. And you can use multiple copies of the same guy.
Cool. Well, in the old Star Wars universe, he became the Death Star. Like, he programmed himself into the mainframe of the Death Star, and he was the Death Star. And then when it blew up, there goes IG-88. But... I have to head out. It was great, guys. Thank you for my
final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Mad Max was awesome. Look forward to Witches. And thanks for letting me join you guys.
Hopefully
see you next week. See you next week.
That is Bill from Four Letter Nerd.
Check us out at fourletternerd.com. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. When you're not too busy reading outrightgeekery.com.
Exactly.
Now, because he brought up the Mad Max movie, was meaning to talk about that anyways. I went and saw it, but unfortunately I went and saw Ex Machina first. I had to go all the way to the Hendersonville Theater because they weren't showing it at the Gallatin one. I wanted to see if it was really, as good as, people were amping it up to
was
be.
It?
All right, I'll have to say it like this. If you're going to watch the movie just simply for the scientific artificial intelligence aspect of it, yeah. Because they actually, like the Turing test that Alan Turing, came up with, it actually puts the Turing test to the test. And from that aspect, it's good. But eventually, they decide to bring it in as a, psychology, sexuality, and
of course, every guy wants to build a sex robot.
Well, all right, I'm not.
I don't think I've necessarily thought about building a sex robot.
No. As a teenager, everybody's thought about it.
Yeah,
at least thought about it.
All right, well, I don't really want to give any.
Now, that's a lot of robotics. I mean, do you think every teenager has thought about advanced robotics?
If you were a genius, genius robotics expert, you were trying to
teenage
make
Tony Stark you were was ready for
you
this.
Were trying to make a sex robot.
Yeah.
That here's the thing. I've
but
seen
how
that.
Many of us were teenage geniuses?
That could build something like that?
I was not into building stuff. I couldn't do that.
And then that leads me to ask, is there any young teenage boy out there that electrocuted himself?
Probably. I'm pretty sure at some point somebody has, because they did come out. They did at one point come out with a USB drive that is a hole to use for internet sex.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
That's off a dark corner.
No, hold on.
I'm not aware.
No, hold on. I listened to a podcast. It's called it's one of the two. It's Sex Nerd Sandra from Nerdist Industries, or it's a podcast called Sex with Emily. Now,
okay. So he wants a sex robot.
Now, hold on. No, what you were fixing to say? What you just said. Apparently, I just listened to one of their latest podcasts. Apparently, someone has invented an apparatus where it's a woman's parts, but it's interconnected with a dildo. So a woman can use the dildo. A guy can use that, a sleeve. And they can feel what each other is feeling, supposedly.
So it's
or at least the motion of it. And I was just like, what? I figured that wasn't too far off when they figured out how to make a vibrator to attach to your iPhone and vibrate off your music playlist. Like it'll actually vibrate. It'll vibrate to your
do
music.
Something like that is relatively simple.
Basically, it's like the $6 million man. We have the technology.
But as soon as something is made technology-wise, the first thing people use it for,
as anything is made,
the first thing they use it for is sex.
If you can think, if you've read it, There's a there's some sex movie about it out there somewhere.
We'll either go for sex,
no doubt.
Drugs.
It's like they say in Idiocracy, you know, it's like, and the world's smartest minds were focused on curing, erectile dysfunction and male pattern baldness.
Could have been curing cancer. Decided to help limp dick. I mean, that's bad. We can help people.
Well, I mean, hell, Viagra happened by accident. They were trying to make a heart medication. They turned out like...
They did make a heart medication.
Yeah, but, you know, getting a boner was a side effect.
It is a heart medication.
Yeah.
It could kill you because of too much, or it could cause divorce.
Yeah.
Viagra has caused so much divorce.
All right, but anyways, all right, so... All right, Ex Machina...
That's the only thing I saw in the trailer was sex.
Yeah, well, from the scientific standpoint, it does good with that. I will say that. It does good with the scientific aspect of it. But later on into the movie, it starts going with the sexuality, you know, gambit.
I just want to like the movie.
It was decent.
However, did it satisfy your robot sex fantasies?
Slightly, yeah.
Okay.
Now I will.
I saw in the later part of the trailer where it started attacking people.
Yeah,
that's all I really wanted to see was it attacking people. All
right. Well,
nothing like a naked robot woman attacking people.
You will be slightly let down
with handcuffs and whip.
You will be smashed. All right. If you're going
I
for
want
the
50
attack.
Shades of Ex Machina.
That is an awesome mashup. That is an awesome mashup. But all right, from the fighting aspect, you will be slightly let down. Now, I was explaining this to Bill earlier, and I won't give away spoilers, but people will know exactly where I'm talking about, okay? If you go see the movie, there's a point where someone, and I won't say who, is screaming behind a door. Mm-hmm. If you go see the movie, that's where they should have ended the movie, on that note, because everything that happens after that is just bleh, it just feels like filler. It feels like they should have ended it 10 minutes before that.
So it's like the last Hobbit movie.
Yeah.
It was all filler.
Yeah. A lot of...
They should have made that into one movie.
A lot of the end of Ex Machina...
They did that already. In the 70s. It was animated by Ralph Bakshi.
I have that.
Basically,
it was good.
Basically, the point where someone is screaming behind a door and you see them...
Is that when you get up and walk out?
That's when you should get up and walk out, because that should have been the actual ending to the movie.
Okay, Matt, overall, 1 to 10.
About a 6.5 to 7. Honestly.
Mad Max.
From the scientific aspect, 8. All right.
How was Mad Max?
All right, now here was the problem. After I had just got done seeing Ex Machina, I went back to the Gallatin Theater and saw Mad Max.
Man, I wish I had that kind of money.
It just happened on Friday, my birthday. I used part of the check to go watch the movie. So,
he got a fat check from mom.
He got a fat check from mom and went to go see a robot sex
from
movie.
From the family.
And then Mad Max.
From the family. All right, now, here's the issue. Because I was slightly, really let down by Ex Machina, I was indifferent. So my indifferent quota...
Then you shouldn't have went to go see it.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have.
I hate when you go see a movie.
Because my indifferentness was just pegged off scale high. So when I went to go watch Mad Max, I was sitting there the entire time like,
Was it tied into the other movies at all?
I never really saw any of the other movies like completely all the
way. You never saw the other movies?
Well, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces,
but
never just sat
the other movies have virtually anything to do with each other.
Fury Road was basically just one giant long hour and a half car chase, honestly. But there were cool aspects to
it. So it was basically Death Race in the desert.
Yeah, but mixed in with the video game Brutal Legend.
Fair enough.
But I like Brutal Legend, so I actually liked as a mechanic, and I love building stuff. The way they built those cars, those things looked awesome. Okay, and the whole guitar amplifier, drum setup they had on that car, that thing was epic.
See, I like the original Mad Max movies. Not too big on the Thunderdome, but Mad Max and the Road Warrior, I like those.
It's a plausible,
futuristic.
Well, it's not even that futuristic.
Yeah,
okay, disaster's about to happen, and
it's about the fall. Yeah. You know, or right before the fall of society. And then you jump to something that's like 20 years later, and he's lost in the desert.
And yeah.
And then, you know, some other random, like, these are all way post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, like...
All right, and the second one, okay. Some kids living out in the desert because the plane crashed, and they've been living there for 10 years and gone slightly crazy. Okay. That's viable.
Lord of the Flies, but yeah.
All right, fine. Yeah, that's essentially what it was. Lord of the Flies, yeah. Does it. But the Thunderdome, it's only supposed to be like 5-10 years since the... Have they built that and gone that crazy?
Right.
That a bunch of kids living alone, you know, but... The fact that they built this huge gladiator, and you're going to tell me 10 years.
But Tina Turner had a good song.
The fall of
the movie.
Society, we immediately start building the Thunderdome.
Yeah, we revert back to Roman gladiator combat
immediately.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, okay.
You got a motorcycle jousting, man.
Start
working on a motorcycle jousting.
Bunch of leather straps and get a mohawk.
Well, actually, personally, I think motorcycle jousting will come after someone decides to start doing forklift jousting. Because I'm sure forklift jousting would be much more popular.
You know what? There's probably people who have done that.
And I would pay money to see it.
Oh, my God.
You know, because there is such a thing as the redneck game, so I'd honestly be surprised. I would honestly be surprised if someone does not do redneck do forklift jousting at the redneck game.
Yeah. Whew.
I remember the Mad Max reference from Family Guy last night. They were going to Sears, and then Sears was a desert, and he goes, "What happened here?" And they drive up on a car, and Lois talks to Peter, and then she realizes he's not there anymore, and he's on the car with them with a mohawk and stuff. He's like, "I'm with them now. No girls allowed." And he just drives into the desert.
And then even Tupac and Dr. Dre used it.
Yeah.
The Thunderdome. They used that for, what the hell was I saying? California Love.
Yeah. My favorite desert wasteland post-apocalypse movie is A Boy and His Dog. Throwing it back to Don Knotts in the 70s. Yeah.
Well, still, I mean, ever since Thunderdome has come out, there's been a lot of references for everything. And the Mad Max franchise has been kind of a big, you know, franchise over the years. Even,
right.
I mean, because at the very least, it's referenced a lot.
Fans have been wanting for a long time.
Just like the Tron movie, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is most time when fans want something and you give it to them, they shit on it.
Yeah, well, because they screw up a lot of the time.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of times, you know, let's face it, these movies were B movies to begin with.
Yeah, I
like them, but they're not. So to expect something more than a B action movie.
Exactly.
You're just going to be disappointed.
Now, I will say this. The way they did that big rig, because it had two engines and like 2,000 horsepower, I think, the fact that they were able to like get up underneath the hood and actually work on one of the, you know, on the engines while the thing was still running down the road,
that
was pretty ingenious, because true mechanicalism right
that
there.
Is
now, I did actually hear, I read in an article that the director insisted that the flame spinning guitar actually be able to play music.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but the idea of a flame spewing electric guitar sounds appealing to me.
Yeah, directly
but
in
it
front
also
of
makes
a
you wonder
to my inner 80s death
but
metal.
It makes you think, why hasn't someone done this sooner?
Yeah, and directly in front of a giant wall of amplifiers that's built on top of a car with a giant drum set behind him. And it's not like like a normal, you know, run-of-the-mill drum set. It is those giant toms that they drums that they have in Japan, you know, where you just bang the hell out.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, death metal, shout out to a buddy of mine who's runs Pangea AV. He is shooting a camera for ministry on Rock of the Range now, so.
That's cool.
All right, I don't really know what you're talking about, but I'll just say
it's a rock festival. They're
it's the same thing when you start talking about motorcycles. We're like, oh,
Ministry, they're a large heavy metal band.
Oh, Ministry, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. By the way, speaking of music, We need to have a moment of silence because one of the great legends of blues music passed away a few days ago, B.B. King.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was actually...
He wouldn't want silence, he'd want music.
Yeah, true. But you know for a fact if, you know, I'm just, you know, because I'm the cynic, if heaven does exist, you know he is jamming out with Robert Johnson and all
can
the...
Really,
and all,
if
and all
you
the
go
great,
to heaven, could all, you really sing the blues anymore?
Well, the blues are just...
No, but then you could do like what they said on Robot Chicken. You could die and go to super heaven. Yeah. Super heaven, everybody rides motorcycles and plays guitars.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, so, you know, but you know he's probably, you know he's probably having like one giant long jam session with Keith Moon playing drums and Robert Johnson on backup guitar and, you know, and just all kinds, you know, and Elvis Presley and, you know, everyone else.
So, well, final thoughts?
Tabletop Day at the Gallatin Public Library tomorrow from 5 to 7. So come out there for that. And then it's Saturday for JobAcon, I think, out in Lebanon, Tennessee. Here, hold on. Let me check my phone just in case. But, yeah, so JobAcon out in Lebanon, Tennessee at Cumberland University. And, yeah, it's Saturday. So tomorrow, Tabletop Day in Gallatin at the library, 5 to 7 on Thursday, and then Saturday in Lebanon, Tennessee at Cumberland University for JobAcon.
JobAcon sounds like something where bad things happen.
Well, I think it's supposed to stand for Japan Animation.
Then it's definitely bad.
Japan Animation.
There's going to be something bad.
There's probably going to be some squid raping a little girl in a.
It's supposed to stand for Japan Animation Books and Entertainment, I think. So it's just a big
squid,
overall.
Squid.
Tentacle
versus
porn.
Panda suit. I see it now.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways.
Whew. Really? I ain't got nothing right now.
That's a first.
We've hit on almost everything. We've hit on almost everything. If Heather had been here, she'd have brought up some feminist thing that, you know, she'd have got upset about, but, you know.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw the Gem and the Holograms trailer. She was right.
Oh, she's right.
Oh, I saw it.
She's definitely
like,
right. But
I've never even read the books or, you know, or
yeah,
seen
yeah,
the show. And
she's
I was just
right.
Like,
definitely just reminded me of a generic movie.
She's right, but the problem is, oh my God, that night when we got home, she would not stop. It was constant. And she thinks they're doing it just because it's a female thing. I said, no. All they're doing is taking a Hannah Montana type movie and throwing Jim and the Holograms name on it. They don't have to write it. That's all it is. They don't have to write a movie. I said, now she's starting to see what it's been like for those of us who've seen the last Transformers movies.
G.I. Joe 2.
Yeah, the second G.I. Joe movie. Where, spoiler, they killed Duke at the very first of the movie. That was so bad. Main star of the first movie, let's kill him so we can bring in The Rock. Horrible.
Is that the plot to WrestleMania?
They're actually talking about bringing The Rock and Triple H against each other. I don't even watch wrestling anymore. I used to watch it so much that my younger two sons are named after wrestlers. I've got Hunter and Shawn Michael.
Wow.
Yeah, I was that into wrestling. I don't watch it anymore. I used to be
into wrestling too, so I can't say much. So, yeah.
It was fun back in the late 90s.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I mean, you knew it was fake, but hey, you got somebody thrown off and a tooth come out, or thrown on to tacks. That was fun to watch.
And that's why we will have the Gladiator thing of society.
Exactly.
Falls.
Gladiator always comes back. You got anything?
I'm ready for Flash to come back. Already.
Yeah, so am I.
It just ended, but I'm like, get back here.
Yeah, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What's the next, which one's the next one coming out on Netflix?
I'm not real sure.
I think it's the Luke Cage.
Yeah. But alright, check us out next week for another fabulous episode of Geeks of the Square Table. Check us out at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee, or ComicCity2.com, or on OutrightGeekery.com. You can find all of us on Facebook.
See you next week. Same geek time, same geek channel.
Bye.
Bye.